Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lynn McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to second. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McLaughlin. Manguel moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride takes first base on ball four. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. McBride goes all the way around to score. Brock moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen catches it and steps on first to double up Simmons. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Expos, 2, Cardinals, 2. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manghul. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Manghul steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manghul moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manghul tags and scores. Foley tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive to left field. Brock throws towards Tyson. Tyson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tyson. Foley scores. Jorgensen scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. Carter moves to second. It's 6-2, Expos. Ken Reynolds now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin is walked intentionally. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthen hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manguil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Reitz moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Ken Reynolds. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McBride tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Expos. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Carter and he is out, Foley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Torlecki now pitching. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthen strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Torlecki covering, for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Melendez pinch hits for Greg Torlecki. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Wallace now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen is 0 for 3 in the game. Worthen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthen covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sizemore covering, for the out. Manguel moves to second. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is walked intentionally. Tony Scott pinch runs for Jose Morales. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Little now playing right field. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 3 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hector Cruz pinch hits for Mike Wallace. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.